They yes. know it will rain because their joints ache. Do you predict the weather, Daniel?
I do not.
Do your joints do ache whenever it's going to start raining?
My joints ache, but that has to do with being old.
You know, we should ask Auntie Vera and Big Fatty if they're able to predict
the
rain.
It would always be raining. No matter where they would be, it would always be raining.
Oh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They know it will rain because their joints ache.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1161 of the BFO. I take that back. Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. This is episode 1162, I say chew, of the BFO for Wednesday the 11th of July. Big Fatty, just shut up and let the music play. Everybody knows Big Fatty. Hello, Slurpees. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I was kerfuffled there when I was looking at the calendar. Y'all, speaking of the calendar, I meant to mention this earlier, but y'all, the assistant sent me an e-letter saying that there were no exitings of the birth canal this week. Of BFO listeners, and y'all, you know what that means. You know what that means. It means that the first part of October, there's not a whole lot of fucking going on. Big Fatty, please. Tuesday was my brother's exiting of the birth canal, and today the 11th is my sister-in-law's exiting of the birth canal. And, y'all, they were born in the same year. And my sister-in-law always reminds my brother of how much older he is than she is. Big Fatty, she knows how to push a button. So, anyway, y'all, before I go any further, and I've got a couple of little things on my list here, but, y'all, every time I've gone to talk about the Big Brother, which debuts tomorrow night. Yes, Big Fatty, 9 p.m. Eastern in the only time zone that matters. Y'all, it said when I put it into the TiVo machine, y'all, that it's going to be in HD. And y'all, I don't remember the Big Brother being in HD before. I remember it. Y'all, that is the last of that barbecue poke that I fixed for the 4th of July. And, y'all, it's giving me gas. Big Fatty, what doesn't? So, but y'all, I don't know if it's actually going to be in the high definition or if it's just going to be in white trash definition. Big Fatty. But I guess we'll see. We'll see if the TiVo machine is lying to me. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that Adam Benz, an old Bieber, that Daniel Bieber, and y'all, they were talking about predicting the weather because of your rheumatism. To be quite frankly, y'all, we have got severe weather moving through the Charleston area. Y'all, the storm clouds moved in late on Tuesday afternoon, and y'all, we were scurrying to roll up the windows in the vehicles and all, and y'all, it's pouring down in parts of the area. Big Fatty, don't talk about the area. And but it's not raining yet here at the Fat Cave, but y'all, when it starts, I'm sure you'll hear it drowning out the sound of the birds that you probably hear in the background, because y'all, you know, it's a rite of spring, a rite of summer, to hear the birds chirping. Although y'all, I think for my exiting of the birth canal this year, I'm gonna ask Miss Kitty to come over and put out some of those spike things under my air conditioner so that the birds aren't there anymore and they don't disturb. Big Fatty, that's mean. mean. Well, maybe it's mean, but they can find another air conditioner to build their nest in. But I won't disturb them while they're nesting now. That'll happen later on. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about on the Big Brother app, y'all, I said that Reagan Fox's friend's name was Dan. Y'all, I think it was Matt. That I knew it, when I said Dan yesterday, I knew it wasn't right. That's what you think, Big Brother. But y'all, I think it was Matt, and it may be Matt in there along with Reagan. And I'm just making the assumption it's Reagan. But anyway, y'all, speaking of that Adam Burns, y'all, let's do this. Yeah, guys, see y'all Monday night. We had the State of the Station over there at the Pride 48.com. And y'all, I got to say, I've really got to say that I'm giving just a huge kudo to Adam Burns. Y'all, he has updated the Pride 48 site. You can get to it by going over to the BFO and click on Pride 48. Y'all, it'll redirect you to pride48live.com. And y'all, over there, it's being updated all the time. And y'all, if you look in the bottom right-hand corner, it'll tell you when the last update was, so you'll know how current it is. But y'all, one of the things that he has... added over there. He's added in the on the right hand side in that column. He's added when the next State of the Station little show will be. And y'all, it's going to be on Monday the 30th of July at 8 p.m. in the evening in the only time zone that matters. Y'all, we've got 20. I think there were 27 participants that had already signed up to be a part of the. Of the weekend so far, and y'all, you know, we don't send out invitations for that. So y'all, if you know of little shows that aren't listed over there that you think might want to participate, y'all, send them an e-letter and tell them to sign up. Yes, Big Freddy. Guys, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, I received another BFO census in the mail over there. Y'all, it was from Phoenix Dave down there in the Red Stick, Louisiana, and we'll like I say, we'll open those long forms and talk about them in the next few days. Y'all got lots of people requesting the long form today, but y'all, when I came back from lunch, there was a package. Sitting in Big Fatty's office, and y'all, I don't have any idea. Doesn't say who it is from. And so y'all, I'm just gonna open it up and see what it is. It doesn't have a return address of anyone. It says Lexington, Kentucky. I don't know who the heck lives in Lexington, Kentucky. Y'all, I'm gonna pull that before I look and see what it is. I'm gonna read the packing slip and see if there's a message on here. And y'all, it says, let me just see right here, where does it say, does it have a message on here? A message, is there a message on here or not? Big Freddy, we don't see a message. Okay, it says that the shipment completes my order. Y'all, I didn't know I ordered anything. Well, y'all, let's look in here and see what this is. Y'all, I'm sure whoever sent this to Big Fatty will take Big Fatty. y'all, it is the, there's a tin. It looks like one of those tins of the Altoid mints. But y'all, it is inside of it is cat food scented soap. Y'all, I have a feeling I know who this is from because y'all, there's only one person I know who would enjoy some cat food scented soap. And y'all, I believe it is that Kim. Beaver. Y'all, you know she was all upset because the Rambo Reedheed announced it was my exiting of the birth canal with that card. Y'all remember that card? I've got it right here still. Y'all, in fact, I'm gonna just play it right now since I've got some cat food scented soap. This will remind Kim Beaver of something.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yes, Big Freddy, please turn it off. But y'all. And, of course, there are kitties on the front of it. And it says, the crazy cat lady, cat food, scented soap, cats will love you. Y'all, just what I need. Just what I need, something to make cats love me. Well, I'm assuming this is from Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver, will you confirm or deny this, please? And, y'all, the other thing that's in there, y'all, it was something that was on Big Fatty's wish list. So, y'all, you just take it off the wish list. You can take it off the wish list, y'all. It is a pair of Archie McPhee's emergency underpants. And y'all, it is one pair, and it says it fits most adults. Y'all, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine that these underpants would fit both me and LaVonge. Yo, yo, yo! But y'all, it does say most adults. So maybe I'm reading something into that. But it says always ready to use, safe, sanitary, and secure. And y'all, it's made for accoutrements, P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91360. Oh, Big Freddy, you made that pot up. But y'all, I've got emergency underpants. I'll just have to keep those in the escape in case something escapes. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about anything escaping into your underpants. Yeah. I see. Y'all, I also want to tell you about another little gift that Big Fatty received. And y'all, I just discovered it just the other day. And y'all, I forgot to tell you about it yesterday. I had a little something from that Paul the Kitten Whisperer. How appropriate that the Kitten Whisperer has sent me a gift ad. And I've gotten some cat food scented soap. Big Fatty, I know you're gonna just be you're just pussyfied, Big Fatty. And y'all, it says Big Fatty. I saw this and thought you might enjoy it. I am still blissfully unsubscribed. Blissfully, y'all. I don't know what that word means. Unsubscribe, please feel free to send me a census form, Paul the Kitten Whisperer. Y'all, he must be, blissfully. Y'all, what does that mean? Do you know what blissfully means? Big Freddy hadn't got the slightest idea. If you don't know, how the hell am I supposed to know? Y'all, I'm gonna put it in the electronic dictionary. But, y'all, it's not a word. Blissfully is a word, but blissfully, Big Freddy, and you know, blissfully is extremely happy, extremely happily unsubscribed. So blissfully, and blissfully to you too, Paul. Y'all, I wonder if I actually sent him a thing. I guess I better check my list. But y'all, he sent me an app. It's the Price is Right Decades, and y'all, I'm going to be downloading that. And Paul, thank you so much. That's awfully nice. You just happen to be in the iTunes, and you just happen to see something that Big Fatty would like, and that's just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Y'all, speaking of the iTunes, the patron saint The patron saint sent me a message this morning saying that the artwork still wasn't showing up in the iTurd store for the BFO. And y'all, I'm going to go over here right now. And y'all, he sent me a video telling me what I ought to do. And y'all, I think I may have submitted the wrong size. You know, that Romo had told me it needed to be 1600 by 1600. pixels, but y'all, this video said it needed to be 600 by 600. So y'all, I've redone it again. It's still not up over there, but oh, very pretty. So anyway, we're still working on it. Big Fatty, you need to get to work on something else, too.
In 80 zillion podcast players across the whole wide earth, the BFO is counting on you, so stand up and prove your worth. Help your BFO get equal podosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, delurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read out loud on the little show. The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all had another, several other lurkers request the long form. Y'all, Amy, who lives in the Phoenix, down there near Gary and Albuquerque, and my youngest daughter, y'all, she requested it, and, y'all, she said, that since she lives in Phoenix, she's actually thinking of driving up to the Pride 48. And she thinks it would just be a lovely time to meet everybody. And y'all, that's lovely. And Amy, we hope that you do that. And y'all, then, I sent it to her, and she says, I did not realize how important us lurkers were. I'm glad I could participate in the census, and I promise to be less lurkerish. Y'all, that is just lovely. And Amy, thank you so much. That's just wonderful. It makes Big Fatty so happy.
The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since I've been over here to Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, the last one that I looked at was my grandson, who, by the way, has blissfully unsubscribed. Big Fatty! And y'all, but I didn't get a chance to talk about his. Y'all, there's a picture of the BFO bag in the picture, and my grandson sitting right there. And y'all, there's a Pride 48 sign and a Luxor sign. And y'all, I see that old Biba in the background and a BDSM thing. Y'all, it's cute. It's cute. And that Q-Sledge spotted that. Q-Sledge also spotted that Perez Hilton. Not Perez Hilton. What's that woman's name? Not Perez. What's her name? Big Fatty, we don't know. Anyway, that Ms. Hilton apparently loves shopping for bacon in her spare time. Yes! And y'all, she's carrying a BFO bag. And then old Timmy Sims found a picture of Big Fatty on the original Goldfinger. Big Fatty, that's vulgar! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're out of time. Y'all, I'm sorry I went by that. It says, for Timmy Sims, 00 Gold Fatty with Love Octo Timmy. Big Fatty, that's even more vulgar now that you said it. Y'all, I also got something from Paul. There's a picture of an old cowboy. It says, give me 3 condoms, please. And the pharmacist says, do you need a paper bag with that, sir? And the cowboy says, nah, she ain't that ugly. Big Fatty.
They know it will rain because their joints ache.
Thank you again, Miss Beaver and Kitten Whisperer.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.